That's neat. I can play it. Now I can read.
Next to it, next week, we're going on lunch.
Oh, no. I'm getting it. John? You?
No. I'm back in a session.
Good afternoon. I'm here today to complete a housekeeping item as related to the Byard expansion of the Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District. Council approved the annexation on February 12th. The next step is the execution of the escrow agreement for the the estuary project with Williams Creek Development LLC, Sandler at Double Bridges LLC, and Palisades Land LLC. This escrow agreement is to bond the engineering, design, and construction of regional pump station in Force, Maine. It also establishes the reimbursement of funds to the county for project's proportionate share of a regional force main, which we installed to Scruff as part of the Miller Creek project. Several significant items in this agreement have already taken place. We've received a sum of $521,750 to be held in escrow for costs incurred to the design of the regional pump station in Force, Maine. And also the project has been annexed, prompting a payment of $689,700 for the reimbursement of the project's portion of the 24-inch reasonable force main to Scruff. Items remaining to be completed are the bonding and construction of the regional pump station, force main, and gravity sewers. And I'd like to also state that council previously has approved amendment number 39 with Whitman Record and Associates on May 15th, 2007. To provide that final design service for the Byard Air Regional Pump Station, Force Main, and associated regional sewers. Questions? I have a motion. Be it moved that Sussex County Council President is hereby authorized to execute an escrow agreement with Williams Creek Development LLC, Sandler at Double Bridges LLC, and Palisades Land LLC as presented on March 18th, 2008.
So moved.
Second, John.
Second.
Move to second that we approve the agreement as stated. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Thanks, John.
Thank you. Use that gavel.
Doug?
Vance wants you to use that gavel.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is a change order number 6 for a Scruff treatment upgrade number 2. Applies to changes during construction by CO Falter Construction Company and consists of 5 items. These changes are due to differing site conditions or design changes or have been requested by plant personnel for operational improvements. All changes are as recommended by Stearns and Wheeler, the consulting engineer, as well as the engineering department. First change is for extra work at the plant headworks required to relocate existing 4- and 8-inch diameter buried pipelines that otherwise would have interfered with the new grit removal facility construction. The cost of that work was $12,478.37. Second change is for the on-site hard wiring of status and control signals from each of the motor controllers of the 5 aeration blowers to the plant process control system cabinet. The cost of this work is $2,125.20. Third change is for the programming of signals from the high wastewater level alarms and the 2 chlorine contact tanks into the plant process control system. That allows remote water, remote monitoring of that condition. Cost of this work is $579.60. The fourth change is for replacing and relocation of the 4 motor starters for the existing mechanical mixers in the chlorine contact tanks due to their 11-year age and location in a corrosive environment. They're not really reusable. Cost of this equipment and installation is $26,651.63. Last change is for providing remote reset for each of the 5 new aeration blowers. If they're shut down by a surge condition, the remote reset allows remote monitoring of the alarm condition and blower reset using the SCADA system. The cost of this programming change is $3,374.70. So the total cost of the change order number 6 work, which was not contemplated in the original contract, is $45,209.50. based on the original contract amount of $15,201,101, and previously changed orders 1 through 5 in the total amount of $68,547.67. This change order number 6 will increase the total contract amount to $15,314,858.67.
Question, gentlemen?
That was the project total or the project change?
That's it.
That last number was, yeah, that's the total contract.
15 million.
That's South Coastal. We should be getting down to the end, I would think.
Actually, we've been in operation, good operation, for about 9 months of this.
Right.
Issues with a contract and things he hasn't supplied yet.
I agree. You have a motion, though?
Yes. It moved based upon the recommendations of the county's consulting engineers, Stearns and Wheeler, LLC, and the Sussex County Engineering Department, the change order number 6, the Sussex County contract number 02-12-B, South Coastal Region Wastewater Facilities Treatment Upgrade number 2 with CO Falter Construction Corporation be approved in the amount of $45,209.50, which increases the contract total amount, including previously approved change orders number 1 through 5 inclusive, from $15,269,648.67 to $15,314,858.67, contingent upon approvals of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Rural Development, and the Financial Assistance Branch, Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control.
Motion, gentlemen.
That was 35 or 45 increase?
45.
Okay, 45,
2950.
45,000.
So moved, Mr. President.
Second, please.
Second.
Moved and seconded. We approve the change order as stated. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed. Thanks, Doug.
Okay, and the just for your information, the total of the change order is still less than 1%. The overall contract.
I have no doubt with you guys running. I'm keep them tight. Everybody's happy. Shane, you're the lucky one after all this morning, huh?
Can I make a motion that we defer on these ordinances after Shane's done? And I'll make a motion we defer on ordinance to amend the garage studio apartments. The ordinance to repeal the parking issue ordinance, and the ordinance to about parking forested buffers. Those three ordinances, I would make a recommendation we defer till the next meeting.
We've been deferring for 8 months.
I know. That's like we just overwhelmed a little bit today. I think we got a long afternoon.
And I know it's a struggle for
you. We're not going to have time. We're not just.
I agree.
I mean, I think it'd be some of these, Mr. Jones, we shouldn't rush through, and I think it would require some conversation.
We had public hearings about 8 months ago.
I know that, but I think we ought to.
I don't know why you call that rushing.
We've never talked about them, so I think it might be there might be some conversation. I think I don't know.
We've had the public hearing.
No, between us.
That's what I'm trying to do.
You have a motion.
Between us.
I made a motion that we defer.
I'll second that.
Yeah, gutless one.
I mean, just God.
At least for lunch.
It's been moved to second that we defer action. I apologize.
Whatever, I don't care when you want, just to defer on them. At those
what
three.
Do you mean? You didn't say that before. If I put them on the first, you're going to bitch about that.
You know, just might want to pick them up this afternoon.
Absolutely. There we
take
go.
The boat. Well, I make a motion that we then defer, and we can bring them back up this afternoon, and if we have time. Okay.
I like that.
Okay,
I
do that. That'd be fine.
Okay.
I guess so, yeah.
It's moved to second that we defer action until this afternoon. Shane, you're not going to get anything done today.
We'll do the conditional use.
Huh?
Are you doing the, you're doing the conditional
use. Yeah, we'll do the conditional use.
Well, you will do that. Okay.
These other ones are just.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yeah.
Mr. Rogers?
Watch him say no. I can hear you. Show us some leadership.
Okay, let's go. Okay, Shane, you're on.
Take your time, Shane.
This is an old business item. It's conditional use 1719. The application of Daniel D. Rupert Jr. to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for professional office space to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River Hundred, Sussex County, containing 0.62 acres more or less, lying southwest of Route 24, 315 feet south of Route 289. The Planning Commission held their public hearing on January 24th of this year. The council, your hearing was on February the 12th of 08. On February 14th, the Planning Commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Johnson stated that he would move that the commission recommend approval of CU 1719 for Daniel D. Rupert Jr. based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking a conditional use for professional office space. The proposed use is for a bookkeeping business and general contractor's office. As described during the public hearing, both of these proposed uses are very nearly home occupations, and with the conditions and limitations placed upon them, will have little or no impact on neighboring or adjacent properties. Two, the use will be limited to the existing dwelling on the site, and that only approximately 1,000 square feet of the dwelling will be utilized for office space for the contracting business and bookkeeping business. The applicant and his wife will also be residing in the dwelling. Three, there will not be any manufacturing on the site, according to the applicant. Also, the applicant has stated that only one vehicle associated with the construction business use will be on the property at any time. And four, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. One, the use of the property shall be limited to a small home occupation style bookkeeping business and contractor's office. Two, there shall be no manufacturing allowed on the site. Three, there shall be no materials associated with the conditional use stored outside on the premises. Four, in addition to the applicant's personal vehicles, only one vehicle owned by the applicant and associated with the business use shall be permitted on the property. Five, as stated by the applicant, no signage shall be permitted. Six, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Seven, the final site plan shall show specifically the section of the dwelling to be utilized for the bookkeeping and contracting offices. The applicant described this to be approximately 1,000 square feet in size during the public hearing. Number eight, the final site plan shall show all parking and driveway areas as well as building entrances dedicated to the business use. There was a motion and second, and it carried unanimously to forward this application to the council with the recommendation that it be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. And that motion carried 5-0.
Questions, gentlemen?
Nope.
Motion?
Read the title first.
Yeah, Jim, could you read the title?
Read title.
Sure. Thank you. Yeah.
An ordinance to. This is Rupert, right?
Yes, sir.
Ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for professional office space to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River Hundred, Sussex County, containing 0.62 acres more or less.
So moved, Mr. President.
Second.
We moved to second that we approve.
I'll let you know. CU 1719.
Yes. Excuse me.
1719.
Yes. I was looking at two different things here, trying to comprehend with the A conditions. CU 1719 with A conditions. Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes with the recommendation of P&Z.
Mr. Phillips.
Based on record recommendation of P&Z, I vote yes.
Mr. Roger.
The A conditions, I vote yes.
I voted yes also with the conditions as stated by P&Z. I guess I'll see you this afternoon sometime, Shane.
Be here.
Thank you. Grant request.
Okay, the first one, Georgetown Volunteer Fire Company.
How much, Mr. Jones?
I didn't have, Susie, was it $500?
Yes.
I'll make a motion. We give $500 for Mr. Jones' Council Matic Fund.
Second.
It's moved second. We're now $500 from my account. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
Boy Scout Troop 95.
Okay. Was there any 200?
Youth activity.
Okay. Somebody make that, please.
So moved.
Second.
Second, to give youth act, $200 to our youth activity. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
Sussex Central High School.
That's me?
Yeah.
We know that.
I think that's something different. Of course, the Sussex Central, I don't think that's just Georgetown, if I'm not mistaken.
Last time I checked.
Huh?
I'll help you a little bit.
Okay.
What do they want?
They're asking for $100.
Beg your pardon?
$100.
$100?
$50 from Jones, $50 from Phillips.
That's not bad. I should have whined on something bigger than.
The bargain.
Okay.
Rogers, we should have gotten in on that one.
Yeah.
Too late.
Too late, yeah. You're not getting in on the sheet.
$100 each, Delmarva Council.
We got to vote on the first one.
$50 each, who?
$50 for Mr. Phillips and $50 for myself. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed. Now, George?
Delmarva Council.
$100 each from each councilmatic district.
Okay.
Except for Mr. Dukes, we'll give a $500 for Mr.
$100.
He likes Boy Scouts.
Clarify that for the record, please.
Just $100 each from each councilmatic district.
You feel unkind-hearted, George. I don't understand.
You could do youth activity.
I don't know why.
I don't either.
Why don't you do youth activity? It's youth-related.
I make a youth activity, that's fine. Tax dollars are tax dollars. Doesn't matter where it comes from.
Same kitty, just different name, that's all. It's moved second, we allow $100 each. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yeah.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
Rehoboth Beach Main Street.
$1,000.
Second.
We're getting fireworks early.
Make it $1,500. They said there's going to be a large contingent from Canada there this year.
A large?
They're only asking for $15.
Some resident of Rehoboth is having his.
I'm bringing all BC down, right?
Yes.
Check on that, Bruce. He lives in Rehoboth full-time. Never goes to Greenland.
Oh, he's like Canada. Oh, I got you, okay.
Check on that.
I thought you were talking Canada.
The Canadians are coming, that's what I've been told.
Oh, that's what it is?
That's why we need that extra $500.
That's good. Well, I'm glad. Sam will be tickled with you.
Sam?
They're Main Street people will be anyway.
All right, vote.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers out, yes. Boy, you're lucky you had the third one. I should have got you.
Town of Dewey Beach.
Community reinvestment, I'm going to do a $5,700 to their Reed Avenue project, which is basically a park.
Okay.
You say cleaning out debris. They got some cleaning up to do, and they got a number of things, and they've had it.
$5,700?
Put $5,700 from community reinvestment.
That's a good number. Yeah, so. Do I have a second on that?
Second.
Move to second, that we allot $5,700 for Mr. Colton?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yeah.
Yes, motion passed.
I got some St. Patty's Day jokes. Anybody want to hear them for the next 15 minutes?
Wait a minute. No, we still got an introduction.
Patty was in New York.
You can do that during lunch if you want and talk to yourself.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a continuing care retirement community to be located on a certain parcel of land in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 42.85 acres, more or less, of a 54.87 acre tract.
Hi, introduce.
What's the number of that? It is CU 1790 by Martha's Light, LIGHT LLC.
Yeah, it's funny you should say.
That is funny. We got a recess for, are we going to?
No, go in executive session.
Executive session.
Are you going to do any additional?
Let's do additional business so we don't.
No, I'd say we wait till about 4:00.
I like that.
Don't like it too much.
I can talk about him too. My name is Dan Kramer. All I got to say is this. You know what? I ain't got, never have had much use for Denrec, but I'll tell you what. I'm going to show you how dumb Denrec truly is. Denrec is so stupid that if they were offered a free cruise and told the ship was going to sink, they would take it anyhow because it's free.
Got you, Dan.
Thank you, Dan.
Maybe you can tell some jokes to George on his Irish jokes. Did George give you that joke?
You ladies want something for the nightly news?
Here's the man to talk to.
All right, gentlemen, motion for...
Make a motion we go into executive session.
You have to state the reason, please.
Land acquisition.
Thank you.
Discuss land acquisition.
Absolutely. Thank you. Are you going to snag Mike? Is Mike...